one. Can you please introduce yourself for me?
Okay. Hello, my name is Benjamin Greg Gaston. I'm currently a student at Gold Coast. I am studying business and law, and I've been currently DMing since probably like October, if I remember correctly.
Can you tell me all the games that you've DM'd for?
I am currently DMing the Dungeon Master for a campaign of Tyranny of Dragons, which is currently sitting at 11 sessions right now, about to have its 12th this week. And then I did a one-shot Star Wars on the Star Wars TTRPG like last week, and it went pretty good, I'd say so.
So, just to make sure that so that this interview has some grounding, can you please define what a DM is?
Yeah. The Dungeon Master is what's basically a storyteller. They are the ones who create the story and are the ones who guide the players throughout the campaign, while also taking control of NPCs, monsters, and bosses alike.
What problems would a DM face when DMing?
Probably the first one that's obvious is the players, mostly because players will want to derail the plot line a lot of times or do something that could lead to massive problems. But also just trying to keep everything stuck to one place and not like them going too far off. And I'd say also probably trying to tell the story would be pretty hard. And also, if it's like an 8 or 9 person like campaign, it could be pretty troublesome on a person that's only been like it's their first campaign. But maybe a smaller pod would be better for somebody just starting off.
Are there any problems that a DM would face that a player wouldn't?
Yes, there would be a few. One thing I'd say is scheduling conflicts is something that the DM will have to face, and that's mostly because having to schedule sessions can be hard for the campaigns, mostly because everybody probably doesn't have the exact same schedule as most everybody does. The DM could have entirely different. You could even have to have it only be like once a month or very little.
Understandable. So, on to the next questions. What is your preferred style of DMing?
My preferred style is mostly just being there. Like, I set the scene, I play the NPCs, I just set the scene, and then let my players decide what they want to do or go at throughout the story. And also, I like to plan very much in head. I have mostly the next few sessions in plan, but I do change it around if something else happens or a player doesn't show up or somebody drops out from the campaign. I try to think a few steps ahead, mostly just so I can have like a plan and not have like, oh, oops, one of my players dropped out and I have no idea what to do with the character.
Yeah. Do you have any other DMing styles that you may have in your experience?
Not really. I wouldn't say that's probably the most, other than also being the creatures' bosses and stuff. That's the only art. But, yeah.
So, on to the next question. As a DM, do you prepare notes for your sessions?
Yes, I do. I have multiple pages of notes created for each session. I usually pull a little bit of an all-nighter a few nights before a session happens just to write down stuff, and if I forget it, I have backups just in case. I normally just write it on a notebook I have, or just in case I forget that notebook or something, I put it into my phone so I can have them just in case I went on like a trip or something and I had to do a session on the go.
So going on from how long that you spend time on preparing your session notes, how detailed are they?
They are very in-depth. I would say they're, well, combined, they can probably fit an entire novel of worth of notes. They are pretty in-depth. I have mostly, I think a lot just in case something happens, like, oh, this player's missing, where would they be, what would they be doing, just in case if I have to play them as an NPC, what will they do? Or if somebody wants to play as them, like somebody comes in and they take over for a little bit as that player, I think about it. I like to think a bunch of steps ahead just in case. I always have that because most of the time I do have like a single player missing, but that's just because a lot of us work and a lot of us also have other like stuff to do, like families or something.
Yeah. So continuing on. So within your session notes, how much do you have to improvise from when players go outside of the bounds that you prepare from your notes?
It mostly depends on the situation. Like if somebody has to leave early, I mostly have to improvise. Like, oh, somebody left early, I figure out what to do, but it's not much, mostly because I have a plan, but it does happen every now and then.
Okay. So on to the next question. Do you suggest players to try DMing?
I'd suggest that it could be a fun experience for a lot of players. I have, through my time as DMing, learned that I really love DMing, and it's probably my favorite part of playing Dungeons & Dragons at the moment, and it's so much fun. I think everybody should at least get a chance. I don't think having like a forever DM is a good thing. I think everybody should at least play as a player or a DM at some point, and not just, here's the only single DM. Also, because just in case, forever DMs is somebody that's stuck as the dungeon master for the period while everybody else is just the players.
Okay. So on to the next question. Does the experience of the player matter when it comes to becoming a DM?
I would say not really. Before I became a DM, I really had barely played. I had only done like a one shot or two, or maybe it was just like I stepped in to play a character, but it could help you a little bit if you know the system. But before I had became a DM, I had actually done a lot of research into D&D and had been learning about it for years and years. But you can just go in as just like a newbie and just DM if you want to, or if you wanted to, you're a new player, just go in. Dungeons & Dragons it's a little complicated, but it's easy to get into it when you just learn it a little bit, and it's a fun learning experience. And I have learned that through two of my players being new players, and they have been enjoying it and have now talked to me about DMing our next campaign.
Okay, so while that answer is helpful, I may have to like reorganize how I worded that question, but so, like, having a large experience as a player matter before becoming a DM? Is like, does it matter being a player before becoming a DM, or, you know, it's like immediately like jumping into becoming a DM?
I'd say it doesn't really matter, to at least in my end, because anybody can be a DM, anybody can be a player. So I'd say, I mean, it'd give you a little bit better experience, but you can literally just never played before and hop in DMing. So
when it comes to a player trying to pick up being a DM, what tools or aids would you suggest they get?
Okay, a few things I would suggest. First off would be the Dungeon Master's Guide. it's a little helpful guide. It's one of the basic books for D&D. It basically helps you through DM. It gives you some advice. Also, if you can't think of a really good story, there's also adventure books. These books give you a pre-made storyline, but you can go as with it whatever you want and add it as much as you want. I'd also suggest getting a lot of dice for it, but that's not a mainstay, but it could help a lot, mostly because as a DM, you're going to have to use a lot of dice, especially if it's like a large array of enemies. I bought a lot of dice for being a DM, so yeah. I don't suggest becoming what's called a dice goblin and getting a lot of dice, though. But that's just on mine. For other stuff, it's always helpful to get D&D Beyond. It's mostly a free app, unless you want to get into the paid stuff. It also can help giving you some homebrew stuff or anything you need there. And also just using the internet and looking up tips or tricks is always helpful for you. And most, if any, of the books could help you anyway. And lastly, I'd say Monster Manual, mostly because most, if not every single D&D monster is in there, and it also can help you instead of having to look up what the stats for every monster is.
Okay. So, going on to the next question. What things do you think a new DM should avoid when DMing?
Try not to overload themselves with a lot of stuff. I'd say this, because I did this too, I overloaded myself with a lot of work because I did so much planning that it became a very bad. I'd say just go do whatever you want. Don't think you should do, like, an example. Don't think you have to be like a Matthew Mercer, a very popular DM in shows and stuff. You can be your own DM, and you don't have to be like him or any of the other famous DMs around the world.
So going towards the next to the next question, what are some problems new DMs face?
That's it.
Sorry. I was like, what problems would you think that new DMs would face?
I've already mentioned the very big. I had this also another thing. I was probably a lot of stress over it because they're hopping in. They want to make sure. I was really stressed out my first time DMing because I was scared that I was going to do something wrong. But yeah, the stressful load of, and everything needs to be perfect, or trying to make everything perfect and then setting everything up could be a lot of stress on somebody. But I just want to remind people that it's just take deep breaths and, hey, I got through it, so.
So what do you think would be some other ways how to, like, deal with some of those problems?
I usually like to take deep breaths a lot throughout my sessions. Like, we have breaks. I give my players breaks so we can go eat food or something during it. I usually take deep breaths just in case I get, like, stressed out, because I do get stressed a lot through it. I also I like to, like, ask my players, hey, what do you think of how this went? Do you have any opinions? Do you have any, like, tips or tricks about anything else? Because I like interacting with my players and like getting feedback from them.
Yeah. So, going to the next question, what advice would you give players when it comes to a new DM DMing?
Don't overload them with a lot of information. Every player doesn't have to give a DM a 5-page document on just what their character has done. You also should work with the DM and make and help them out. Like, if it's like longtime players and it's a new DM, maybe DM'd before, give them some tips that you helped while you were DMing, or even help them out in some other ways, like maybe lending a book or something, like they don't have Dungeon Masters or something.
So, with that, what are some things that you would suggest that players avoid doing when it comes to a new DM DMing?
Here's one, probably not like going murder hobo around. Murder hobo being going crazy and basically just be somebody living around. It's hard to explain murder hobo, but my players have been a lot, but just don't go bad shit crazy against a DM, and also don't try to make the DM mad. Don't try to stress him out. Don't try to bring up stuff. You guys need to have a good relationship between player and DM, so you
So
guys,
essentially, it's like be respectful
yes,
for
be
the person.
respectful. And also, here's another suggestion that I forgot to mention. There, maybe write down what you don't really want to include, or maybe just talk to them like if something doesn't want to be included, just in case, just to make sure that everybody has the best experience they can and not be overloaded or stressed about stuff.
So, going on to the next question, which you kind of alluded to, what is a session zero?
A session zero is what I really didn't do with session zero, but it's basically just the DM and players meet each other. You also can create characters during this time. I got together with my players beforehand and helped them make their characters. But it's basically just, here's the story. Let's just meet up. When do you think we should meet up? How are we going to do this? Like, it's just the basics, setting up the basics. It also, some maybe there's a little thing at the beginning that you do for a little session zero, like little characters meeting each other. So, yeah.
Okay, so continuing on, what makes a session zero important?
It is a very good bonding exercise for you and the players to meet each other and like learn anything like pronouns or what they don't want. It's a great chance just to understand what they want and then just get ready for the adventure as also to start maybe even start work making a schedule or if you can't start begin what could become a schedule for the campaign to happen.
What would you say a session zero needs to contain?
I'd say probably just like introductions of characters, introducing the DM to the players meeting the DM and the players meeting each other. Maybe some of the players are new, maybe they haven't met somebody from them. And then introduction of characters. The DM probably would explain the rules, explain what system they are playing, explain, oh, here's the world, here's some background information you might need to know. No, you have anything else? Maybe even something about a character that you might need to know. Like, oh, DM, here's something that might could work into the campaign, and probably also just working out what day of the week or month or whatever you want to do with it during.
Understandable. What systems would be easy for a new DM to pick up, learn, or and run?
The easiest I would probably say is D&D 5th edition, mostly because that is the latest edition and probably the easiest to get into, mostly because it's updated so much nowadays. And also, another example, if you don't want to and you might have heard some better things, Pathfinder is another edition, but it's a little bit more complicated than D&D. So, and I don't suggest going into the like earlier editions, mostly because a lot of it can go up for a lot of money, and also it's a little bit more complicated. But fifth edition is what's best for players, in my opinion, to start off with DMing and playing because it gives you the basics, and then all the books are pretty not expensive. So.
Understandable. So, with that, which systems would you not advise new DMs to pick up or to pick up until they are more experienced?
Fourth and third edition D&D. From what I've heard, those are way more complicated. There's like 4th edition has about probably 100 different books just to get, and there is just a lot. I haven't actually played more than just 5th edition, but from what I've heard, 4th edition is really complicated, and 3rd edition is 3rd edition.
Okay. Are there any others besides D&D that you would suggest they pick up when more experienced? Or
I'd say Pathfinder, but also you could incorporate some stuff from Pathfinder. Pathfinder is a more structured and better version of 5th edition, but you also can just like incorporate some stuff that in it. But it's always an option. Pathfinder also might have some better choices, but I wouldn't suggest it as a first DMing experience. I'd still suggest 5th edition, but Pathfinder is always a good second option, in my opinion.
Understandable. So, going on to the next question. When it comes to learning to DM a game, which attributes do you think new DMs should lean more towards? A more familiar game, a simpler game, or a more accessible game?
My opinion, it will never be as super easy to run. It will still, it might give a more challenge to somebody, but I think that probably a more accessible or even a more familiar game, like let's just say there's a TTRPG that you've heard about or maybe you've seen people play, maybe that's more accessible to you. But like I was more attuned to 5th edition before hopping into D&D, so I lean more towards that. But yeah, just do whatever edition feels right to you, or like whatever system and whatever, just do what you want. Hey, it could be a learning experience to do an entirely new system that you've never played before also.
Are there genres that you would suggest that DMs not start off with or should work their way towards?
I haven't really played these, but probably Call of Cthulhu and Cyberpunk are the probably two biggest ones, mostly because those have been around for so long. And from what I've heard, they are not the best to start off with DMing, but I could be wrong and maybe do it in a later date. But from what I heard, could be more of a challenge to them.
I think I may need to rephrase the question. For games that DMs play, which genres of games do you think you suggest DMs not start off with, or maybe work their way towards so that they are better handled to tell that sort of story?
Probably more like realistic style of games, like I said. Cyberpunk is a more realistic type of thing. Well, as realistic as a futuristic world can get. But I'd say medieval, like kind of like D&D, would be the best to start off with, because there's a lot more options and you don't have to be stuck with also just what happened in real life. Instead, you can just have fantastical creatures or NPCs that you meet throughout the way. You can also do horror, but I have barely any experience in doing horror games, so I couldn't say much on horror.
So just to double check for what you're meaning, saying is
like Cyberpunk or Mutants and Masterminds wouldn't be the best to start off with.
So having genres with like less like realistic grounding, yes, would make better examples. As fantasy would work better, yeah, than sci-fi, because it requires a lot more realism.
Yeah, that's what I would say. But also stuff like there's this game called Starfighter that's more fantasy mixed with sci-fi, but I wouldn't also suggest that as a person DMing experience. But mostly just like more like fantasy is like D&D or Pathfinder or anything like that would be best.
Okay. So, just to double down, as like to make sure everything's like rounded out. Yep. What are your opinions on DMing?
I think DMing is my favorite part about playing Dungeons & Dragons. I love getting experience with players. I love getting the chance to introduce new players into Dungeons & Dragons. I like to be telling the story. I love to do separate voices for different NPCs or even characters. I just love the idea of like creating your own story, and it lets my creative imagination just go freely.
Do you have, what are your opinions on other people's DMing?
From what I've seen, I have never had a bad DM so far, and I'd say they have done a pretty good job from what I've seen and played with.
Do you happen to have a hot take on either topic?
I do not have currently a hot take on anything with DMing.
Well, I think that will be the end of this interview. Thank you for letting me have you again.
I'm happy to be here again.
And may you have a good day and hopefully a good rest of the week.
Yes, you too.
Bye.
Bye.